You are tuned in to the Grit and Bear It podcast, the first and only podcast devoted to covering the 12-time Calder Cup champions, the Hershey Bears. This is high energy, unfiltered, and at times unfocused hockey talk. Now here's your host, Richard Blosser.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Grit and Bear It podcast. It is a Monday. Checks notes. Hold on here. Monday, March 4th, 2024. How is everyone doing? It's March already in the calendar year. Where has the time gone? My name is Richard Blosser, welcoming you to the first and only Hershey Bears Hockey Podcast out there in the Hockeyverse, presented, as always, by the Hockey Podcast Network. So, we are heading into the month of March. This is it, boys and girls. This is the first, well, not the first, this is the last full month of regular season Hershey Bears Hockey. That is here. So, I keep telling all of you, and nobody believes me, love, hug, and cherish what part of the season is left, because it will be gone before you know it. So the boys were back at it this past week, and it was two games this week, only two games. There was a lot to go through as the Bears took a week off after having a healthy smattering of a big three-week stretch away from Giant Center, four games in 6 days, and a chance for the boys to get healed, healthy, and right back in the hockey mood. And we're seeing all the practice photos there at Hershey Park Arena, because PIAA is a thing this past week. And, oh look, Ethan Frank's back at practice, and in a no-contact jersey. This is great. Ethan's back. Lucas is skating by himself. That's good. Riley Sutter's at practice, and he's in a non-contact jersey, but that's still good. He's skating. This is good. And Ivan Mirochichenko has been recalled by the Capitals. Good for him. Hope he does good. What? Miro is up too. Miro gets recalled too. Okay. All right. There's another weapon gone. I mean, I really hope the Capitals get healthy here soon. And, oh, the memes from the Bears fan club page was up. The Washington Capitals have recalled Coco the Bear. Cute. Real cute. Hey, let's get this up to 300. No. Let's not play that game here. Well, the Washington Capitals have recalled the Zamboni driver from Giant Center. Guys! Okay, I get it. I know that you know everything in Hershey's getting called up. I get it. I get the concept. It's funny. I get it. But let's just get through this. Okay? Let's just try to get through this. So, on to Saturday we go. No Friday night hockey, which was a very weird flex, but not too bad. And it was a Saturday night as the Bears took on the Utica Comets. The first and only time time that Utica's coming to Giant Center this year. And the first time since all the way back at the beginning of the 22-23 season last year, I think it was like October 11th, 2022, is when Utica was at Hershey the last time. So, been a while since we've seen the white, red, and black at Giant Center. And, maybe Ethan Frank will be back today? Possibly. Capitals are slowly but surely getting healthy. We got a trade deadline coming up. Slowly but surely, they're getting healthy. Are we getting Ethan Frank back? No. But he is skating. That's good. But you told me 2 weeks ago that he was on the Canada road trip and he could rejoin it. So what happened? Oh, well, he's feeling a little sore. You know, there's sort of a gap where we got between he might be ready at the end of the Canada road trip to a week and a half later, he's still sore. There's a bit of a gap here. So still no Riley. Still no Lucas. Kevin O'Neill and Dmitry Ozepov is still with us, and so is Tyson Empfney is still here. South Carolina guys here are trying to fill in the holes that are left by this. And then we get some interesting news coming down the pipeline on Saturday afternoon that the Washington Capitals announced that they have put Evgeny Kuznetsov on waivers. What? Wait, whoa, 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 whoa. Time out here. Wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, stop the music, stop the pod. Wait, wait. Evgeny Kuznetsov was put on waivers by the Washington Capitals. Yes. That Evgeny Kuznetsov, who is Ovechkin's buddy, you know, the guy who did the whole hotel room thing during Corona-chan's reign of terror in 2021. Yes, him. The guy who does the eagle thing after he scored, especially after when he scored against the Pittsburgh Penguins because Chris Letang didn't get back in time and he scored on a breakaway goal. 10! Pittsburgh's chance on a three-peat! That of Evgeny Kuznetsov? Him? Yes, him. Okay, so the Capitals are putting him on waivers for the reason of terminating his contract. They've wanted to get rid of him for the past couple years. No, we put him on waivers because he'll be loaned to Hershey. Oh, okay, he'll be loaned to Hershey, but it's really just a conditioning stint, you know, like what Ilya Samsonov did with the Maple Leafs. He was put on waivers, but really stayed with the Maple Leafs so he could work on his game and get his confidence back, and it turned out well for him. That's what's going to happen to Kuznetsov. No, we've put him on waivers like everyone else. Okay, and he just came out of the player assistance program, and you put him on waivers. And coach either Spencer Carberry or GMBM said, we're doing this to give Kuznetsov a fresh start. So you're dumping him. And you're going to send him to us? I mean, for a guy, and according to a Locked On Capital podcast, friend of the program has said he thinks that Kuzi thinks the AHL is beneath him? Him. Yeah, you're going to send him to us. Really? Really? Now, there are players who have gone, nah, I'm not going to the AHL. And the Capitals could say, okay, so you're not going to the American Hockey League, which means you're not doing your job, which means you're fired. And Kuznetsov could go, oh yeah, well, I got four words for you. Pay me my money, which is $8 million and a $2 million signing bonus. So make it $10 million. Yeah. It's complicated, boys and girls, and will be an ever-changing situation. Even when this episode gets released on Monday, there's still more about this that's going to be played out. So I was going to talk about this later in the show, but considering I'm recording this on 2:30 p.m. on a Sunday afternoon and just got the news that Kuznetsov cleared, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if he'll actually come down to Hershey. Mikhail Kempny did 2 years ago, but he also knew how to play the game. He knew he just came down to Hershey, bought his time, and it was earlier in the season, bought his time for 30 games, waited, cap holes, needed defenseman, and up he went. So I don't think Kuznetsov has that in him, because in my opinion, he's basically an upgraded Jacob Verana. And as much as all of you love Jacob Verana, and all of you know who you are, he was a prick. He had an attitude and an ego about him. And he was talented, but he was a handful, and he was a prick. And Kuznetsov is that to 11. Talented. But that man will think that he is above the Hershey logo. And I could be completely wrong, which I have been known to be. He could bite his tongue and his time, come down here and play. And oh my God, what would that would be for the Bears. But I just don't know if he has that in him. I don't. End of rant. We just got to see how this plays out, everyone. May you live in interesting times, as Steve Zabin would say. And things are about to get very interesting. So let's go at it. Bears versus Utica Comets on a Saturday night there at Giants Center. Brian Helmer just did State of the Bears speech, which season ticket holders got to go in and have a friendly little chat with him. Sure. Okay. And it was some, the UPMC night or something, because there's lots of healthcare stuff there. Fine. But I'm there, I'm ready to go. We take on the Utica Comets, who are wearing their fine whites. I'd much rather prefer to see those reds, and I'd much rather prefer to see those scripted jerseys, which are out there, which I think look a lot better than the Shield logo that they have, or better, bring back the horned U and the red and green of the old Utica Devils, which, from what I'm hearing, Martin Brodeur is pushing for that to happen. But into the first period we go. Going, we're ready to go there on a Saturday. I'm like, all right, ready to type underway for 1-7 puck down. We're underway, and here we go. There's a fight! There is a fight! Right off the face-off. Right off the thank you? As Will McKinnon and Tyson Empney just start throwing hands and just going at it. Square up, knuckle up, let's go. All we need is Dragon Warrior by Volbeat to play in the background, and I'll be getting mid-2000 Giant Center vibes. And the two are just throwing hands, fighting, punching at him, and I'm punching him, and I'm punching him. And I says, what do you mean I didn't give you the right change? And I'm punching him. And the two get separated, berated, and off they go. 5 minutes, you, and sit down. And according to Zach, these two had beef in the ECHL between Adirondack and South Carolina. Sure. But the crowd's going there on a Saturday night. That's how you get people going. And, all right. This game was a very much a hard-hitting and shoved-around type game. The Comets are the Devils' farm club, so of course they are still going to play that style, and the Bears really haven't played a lot of teams that are willing to do that, outside of maybe Providence, but you get what I mean. You know, Utica is going to play into that beat you up, play pissed off type style, and we had, who's their goaltender? It wasn't Akira Schmid. He got sent back up. Isaac Portier and Hunter Shepherd were there. And even though the both teams were able to trade power plays there in the first, not much really got going. And, oh boy, this Bears power play since losing their guys has been awful. Because I completely forgot Miro was called up. Because I'm like, pass it over to Miro. Have Miro shoot it. He got called up. Oh, so who do we have on the second unit? Trinriev, Logan Day, Garrett Rowe? Is that Kevin O'Neill out there? Sure. And who's that in front? Is that in front? Can't really tell. Okay. Ethan, please get well soon. You are sorely missed. And after the first period, it's nothing. Very much a slog of a game, but somewhat of an entertaining one, as this has been hard-hitting. The Bears are giving it their all. The defense and the goaltending's keeping them in it, even if it's not been the best. Into the second period we go. The pushing and the shoving still going. The two teams are just still trying to go at it. The Bears getting a few more shots on Poitier, who's been able to fight it off. Big hit gets thrown at center ice, and in comes Colin Phoenix and Dmitry Ozepov, and they start going at it. Gloves are off, shoving and throwing and punches. And Ozepov, I remember him and Empty having good preseasons. Just throwing hands and getting physical. Down they both go. Down they go. Colin Phoenix gets the extra 10 for instigation. Colin and Dmitry both off 5 minutes for fighting, and still zeros on the board at the end of second. Woo! Yay! And you just got this kind of feeling that one goal is going to be enough. And it had just a little bit of that playoff feel to it, of teams just going out there and giving that 10 or 110% out there because they know they need the points. The Bears are in single digits for the magic number. We'll get to that later. But you feel like this Bears team, they are really trying, but they're limited. And I hate to admit it. All right, I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. Into the third we go. Midway through the third we go, and there's a tension in the air. The two teams are really trying, and the Bears are able to keep the puck in the zone. Thrown down low to Snively, who has it deflected, chips the puck, and it tips off the crossbar and up and over the net. Oh my gosh, Poitier was down and he had it. And he absolutely had it. Puck comes back the other way. The Comets are able to keep the puck in. Puck goes down low into the corner for Schmelzer. Schmelzer crossing feet over to Russo. He shoots. He scores. Robbie Russo just slides it five hole on a really nice long crossing feed. And Hunter was just a half a second late. It slides five hole and into the net. Robbie Russo gets the goal. Ryan Schmelzer gets the assist. So does Xavier Perrant. And 1-0 Utica. And I hear behind me from the guys, ball game. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, it feels like it. And the time just starts bleeding down. And the clock starts ticking down. 6 minutes, 5 minutes. And the Bears are trying. They're getting pucks in on Poitier. They're trying to get shots in on him. But what I'm noticing with the Bears, there's no sniper. Guys are gripping the sticks, flinging the puck across the ice, trying to generate something. And I'm like, guys, who's the shooter? Who's the shooter in this? We've already blown a couple of two-on-ones earlier. Garrett Rowe was on a two-on-one out of Blaine Lane and tried to pass it, and it got picked off because a guy was sliding. We had three-on-twos that were breaking up because of one too many passes. Guys, be greedy. Put the shots on net. Please. I don't like being that guy, but just put it on net. You guys that will scrape and claw for that goal. But time keeps winding down. And the time runs out, and Utica wins it and gets their second shutout of the weekend, back-to-back shutouts, as they beat Lehigh up in Utica the previous day. Oh, did I forget to mention that? They were traveling, and we weren't. Utica wins it, 1-0 the final, as, yeah, our 7-game home win streak comes to an end. And the Bears suffer their 10th regulation loss of the season. And it's, well, today's date is March 3rd, but by the time you hear this, it's only March 3rd and they just got their 10th regulation loss of the season. So, okay. So, I'm not surprised by this. Because of all the stuff we're missing. No Dubé, no LaPierre, no Miro, no Frank. No Scarbosa. And I know what all you're going to say. Next man up. Ah, shut up. Next man up. Next pair up. These guys need to contribute more. These guys we're having aren't built for that. All right. So the third period, Utica really took over. They were having more speed. They were playing better and were able to get pucks in more on Shepherd. And it feels like one of my friends point this out to me, that the guys who aren't used to getting 19 or 20 minutes got a little gassed. Fourth line in South Carolina guys that are used to getting 8 to 9 minutes of ice time are now doing 18, 19 minutes. Guys who usually get 15, 18, you're now doing 22 or 25. Well, no excuses. Shut up and listen. Shut up and listen. There is a lot that's being asked out of this offense that I just don't know if it has the firepower to do the 3.5 goals per game that we had been doing up until the All-Star break. And this is why we won all these games. This was coming. I kept telling all of you people. that this was coming. Oh, well, these Bears are just finding ways to win. They're going to get through it. Well, now we're not. And this why I'm kind of hoping some of these recalls come back. I'm hoping that Ethan gets healthy. Sutter gets healthy. You might scoff at, well, Sutter's not a scoring guy. He's not, but he's a pure center that's good on faceoffs and great on the penalty kill. Every little bit is going to help. Ethan's speed and sniping is greatly missed. Dubé's sniping is missed. Scarbosa's passing is missed. You can have one of those guys gone and be okay. It showed. But to have four, now five of those guys gone, Miro, a great prospect, still needs some seasoning, great prospect, but he's needed. Loppy gone. We figured he was really temporary as well, but, you know, he has great skill as well. Beat Belleville all by himself. My point is this. We have to endure this, Bears fans. We were spoiled for so many weeks in the first half of the season, and now it is going to be time, as this show says, to grit and bear it. It's going to be rough for about the next week or two till we start getting some of these back. And we got the trade deadline on Friday. So we just got to wait and see, everyone. And just crying next man up and say these guys need to do better? No. No. You need to lower your expectations. You need to realize that the days of like 5-1 and 5-2 are not here for now. So we will get better. Things will get better. This is why we won 41 games, to stay where we are. And just keep getting points for now. And we will get better. We will get our boys back. Mostly. And we'll just see where this goes. And we're going to take that lineup, and we're going to march into the PPL Center for the last time. And we'll get to that right after this. All right, Bears fans. We know hockey games travel fast, but DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the National Hockey League, you can score even faster than anything that's happening out there on the ice. This week, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Folks, we're in the doldrums of the hockey season, and there's plenty of action for you to bet on, whether your team's making a playoff push or they're tanking for better prospects or trying to trade to get a better spot in. You can get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app with code THPN. And new customers can bet $5 on the NHL to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only in DraftKings Sportsbook with code THPN, the crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-HOPE-NY. Or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after insurance. See dkng.com/eligibility for deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gambling resources. NHL and the NHL Shield are registered trademarks of the National Hockey League. Copyright NHL, all rights reserved. And now on with the show. And we're back here on the Grit and Barrett podcast. Thank you so much to our sponsor, DraftKings Sportsbook, for sponsoring this podcast. So, all right, the Bears are back at it on a Sunday afternoon to take on those no good, dirty, filthy Lehigh Valley Phantoms for the last time there at Allentown. Thank goodness. Where the Bears are a pretty darn good 3-1-0-1 at the Electrodrome this season. 3 o'clock start. It's Melvin's birthday! Which means there's a lots of kids. Glad I'm not there. And all of the mascots are out there. Who's out there? The Trenton Thunder mascot's out there, and the Lion from Reading is out there. Cool. There's some bank mascots. There's Coco out there. Wait, what? You invited Coco. I mean, yeah, he's got nothing else better to do on a Sunday, but okay. That's like inviting your that cousin that you have an issue with. You know, the one that you loaned $200 to and you never gave back and you've held a grudge against ever since. It's awkward. Kind of awkward, but hey, it's a party. So it's Bears versus Phantoms. Bears are wearing their chocolate jerseys and, oh, the Phantoms are wearing their whiteout jerseys. White helmets, white jerseys, white socks, white skates, white pants. Sure. Electric orange. Sure. And they get at it. Bears and Phantoms go at it, and right away, there's a fight. There is a fight, and Bears and Phantoms, like ye old time there at the old Spectrum, throwing hands and fighting, throwing down, fighting each other. Come on, get in. This is what we do. All right. All right. I like this. Another fight. It gets the blood churning. It gets the stuff humming. So, all right. All right, cool. All right, so let's get this game going. We got a fight going. We got the blood going. The Phantoms are missing some good guys, too. Elliot Denoyer, he's out. Cooper Morty's not playing. So the Phantoms are kind of down, too. So are the Bears. So what did we get? 60 minutes of nothing. I wish I could make this sound more exciting for all of you. But it's very rarely that you could see a 60-minute hockey game where nothing happens. I mean, each team got 4 power play opportunities. They did. And nothing came of it. The Bears even had 30 seconds of 5-on-3. And nothing. And it's games like this that really make you miss Scarbosa and Dubé and Frank. Because it made you realize that this team has a bunch of two-way guys, a bunch of grind-out ECHL scrubbinis, and playmakers. Who's finishing? Who's shooting? The shots were 13-11 midway through the game. Actually, through 2 periods. There's nobody on the Bears who will finish. And yeah, if we had the guys, we smoke this team. We smoke them like a cigar. Oh my goodness. This was horrible to watch. I mean, at least in Utica, it was a hard-fought 60 minutes. Guys fought and scraped for every inch. And all it took was one mistake, and Utica capitalized. We had 3 crossbars, 2 of them in the third. And we go to overtime. We nicked the point. Fine. Fine. We nicked the point. And we go to overtime. Little 3-on-3 action. Did 3-on-3's not been kind to the Bears, nor been very entertaining. And the Phantoms get the puck in the zone. It gets broken up. The blue line chipped out of the zone. It's a 2-on-none for the Bears. 2-on-none the other way. Vecchione and Snively. Snively. Pass. 1. Pass back to Snively. He shoots. And Cal Pearson got over. It was there. It was right fucking there. How? How? 2-on-none. How? How? Even with Snively. Credit to Cal Peterson, though. It was mostly him. Gosh. Overtime was boring. I wasn't sure if you could do that. But yeah. Yeah. So we go to the shootout. We go to the skills competition. And both goalies are given shutouts. And now, Clay Stevenson is tied for the most shutouts in Bears history. Sure. Sure. I mean, you kind of backdoor it a little bit, but okay. Fine. I'm almost cinema snob levels at this point. So we go to the shootout. Phantoms like to shoot first. John Edrell Avon comes in. Well, both goalies have played well. In comes Avon. Avon comes in, slides backhand, scores. 65 fucking minutes of a shutout, and you just let the first one in. Okay, for the Bears. Kevin O'Neill. Why are we sending the ECHL guy out? Why? Kevin O'Neill comes in. Comes in on Cal. Comes in. Shoots. Block down. No, it dribbles in. They score. Okay, that worked. Up next, Wade Allison. Okay, come on, Clay. Come on, Mud. Come on. Sin comes in. Deeks, Deeks shoots and scores. Clay doesn't even move. Up next, Joe Snively. Should be a good hand. Comes in. Sin slides. Shoots. Saved. Overcomes Samu Tamola. This goes in. It's all over. Tamola comes in. Looks, looks, shoots. Knocked aside by Clay. Up comes Alex Lemos. Good option. Lemos comes in. Skates wide right. Comes in. Skates across the slot. Holds, holds. Cows down and tries to shoot. And he can't lift the puck. And the Phantoms win. 1-0. Sure. Phantoms win in the shootout. 1-0 the final. Fine. Fine. I'm three wines done at this point. Fine. We nick a point. Whatever. We go 3-1-0-2 there at the PPL Center. We probably own the season series anyway. Whatever. Whatever. I'm not going to get too upset about this. Well, I somewhat am upset by this. I mean, the Bears are 6-2-2. 6-2-0-2 against the Phantoms this season. Sure. Sure. Fine. And it's like what I said earlier. We're a skeleton crew. We're patchwork. We need Ethan back. A guy who can finish. Riley's missed. Key penalty killer. Body you can throw in front of the goal. Maybe we get Lucas back. Gets back. Maybe Ozepov gets sent back down, or he probably gets brought along as an extra body, but we have a freaking defenseman on just to complete our forward core. So yeah, this is end of 2001 all over again. I hate to bring that up. This is the second half of the 21-22 season all over again. And we just got to get bodies healthy and back. And they will. This isn't like Matt Molson and Mike Scarbosa done for the season like it was in 21-22. But let's we not forget, boys and girls, this is why we won 41 goddamn games. We're still... All right, let me just check this. I'm going to go to the AHL app right now. Right now. I'm going to look. Atlantic Division. Hershey, 86 points. Providence, 73. We're still 13 points up. Same number of games played with 17 games to go. We're still up there. And we still nicked a point today, so that's going to help our case. So, yeah. Guys, it's March 3rd. We still have 6 weeks of the season to go. Time to get healed and healthy. Unless, I forgot last year, we had a really bad weekend in Providence. I should know. I was there. Smacked in the face and punched in the mouth in back-to-back games. Still went on to win the championship. So, everyone, yes, it's frustrating. It is frustrating. Back-to-back shutouts? Sure. Sure. We were back-to-back shutout against the Coachella Valley Firebirds. Still won. So, I'm not panicking about this. And I have a podcast, everyone, about this. All you Bears fans, we're going to be okay. We're going to be okay. This might be the bottom of it. And who knows? I could go down to Charlotte and see two more stinkers. I'm not going to panic. I'm not. This will give us time to heal up. And we will. We will. To quote My Hero Academia, everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be all right. Okay? Stay with me. Stay with me. We're going to be all right. The standings, like I told you, the Bears are still at first with 86 points. Providence is at 73. Wilkes-Barre at 64. Hartford, 63. Charlotte, 60. Springfield, 55. Lehigh, 53. Bridgeport, 43. The Bears' magic number should be down to 8 with us getting 1 point. And we take a look at the North. The Monsters are in the lead with 70. Syracuse at 76. Belleville, 61. Rochester, 58. Toronto, 57. Utica, 53. Laval, 53. Tight games and tight spots there in the north. So, where do the boys go from here? Well, it's road trip time, boys and girls, because we have two games in Charlotte this weekend, and yours truly is going to be heading out there to the Queen City, traveling down there with me and the boys to take in all the goodness there at Mr. Bojangles Coliseum. That is a Friday and Saturday night. Friday night game at 7:30 and 6 o'clock game there on Saturday. The following week, it's a 3-3. We go back to Utica on a Friday night, back home against Syracuse on a Saturday, and then Sunday, Hartford makes a return, and oh, look, it's Hershey Park Pass night. Lovely. We'll have some more road trips the following weekend as Cleveland. We get back-to-back in Cleveland. A Tuesday night against Providence. Yeah, those are coming back. The second bobblehead night. To Hartford. A Tuesday night against Lehigh. And then off to Iowa in April. So, lots of time left, everyone. Lots of games to get healed healthy. We'll see how the trade deadline goes. And we'll see if Kuznetsov will actually report to Hershey. There's a lot of plate spinning. There's a lot of wheels in motion. Not a lot of stuff we can control. But what we can control, Bears fans, is how we react to this. And we're all going to be all right. Okay? So thank you, everyone, for listening to the podcast. And in the words of Tim Kitrow from NBA Fast Break, ladies and gentlemen, I am out of here. And I will see you down in Charlotte. Go Bears.
Thank you for downloading this episode of the Grit and Barrett podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe on whatever podcast platform you are currently listening to. If you are listening on Apple or Google, please leave us a 5-star review as it appeases our algorithm overlords. If you enjoyed this podcast, please check out the Hockey Podcast Network, where there is a podcast for each and every NHL team. We also cover the American Hockey League. They have a podcast about college hockey and all the ins and outs of the hockey world. If you wish to know more about our parent club, please check out the official Caps Chirps podcast on the Hockey Podcast Network, as they cover all things Washington Capitals. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at GritAndBarrettP1 on Twitter. That's at GritAndBarrettP1 on Twitter. This podcast is dedicated to the memory of Patricia Blosser, who passed away on December 5th, 2020, to dementia and COVID. The show is also dedicated to all of the Hershey Bears friends, fans, and family who lost their lives to cancer. Cancer sucks. Thank you once again for listening to the Grit and Barrett podcast, and go Bears.